Okay, so it's that beautiful time. I have no idea how long we've been celebrating Thanksgiving as a country. I know it was officially a holiday in the 40s, but I have a feeling there was probably some celebration going on before then. But it is a time that marks our gratitude for the country and our gratitude for each other and our gratitude for our family and for the world. So it's a really big time where we just open up our hearts and send that love. So metaphysically, Thanksgiving is all about giving thanks, giving thanks. So it is an active condition. It's not just a passive. It's actually an active thing. So we know what gratitude feels like. You know what gratitude feels like when it comes up in your heart? But really, can you define it? It's that feeling in your heart. And that's as far as we can get with it. Because it's an energy that possesses an unconditional love. And oftentimes it's spontaneous. It's just a spontaneous thing that wells up within you and just flows. And you are, it will flow to the image that you were thinking of or the person you're engaging with or whatever. It's just this feeling. Metaphysically, we define gratitude, and that's what Thanksgiving is, it's gratitude, as the highest form of unconditional love. Because when it wells up within you, there are no conditions to it. You can't go, send some to Patrick, some to Lori, some to Bonnie, okay, here we go. You can't control it. It is coming up within you, and it is an explosion of light and love from your heart to something. So it is unconditional. There are no conditions when you give it, and it is total love. Got that? All right. When we understand gratitude as that, we can see that Jesus' life was an example of living gratitude every day. He was in that constant flow of love from God going out to the people. It was a constant energy of gratitude. And when you look through the Aquarian and even, I think, the New Testament, Jesus says thank you very, very little, but he is an acknowledgement of God every moment. You know, it's almost like the words thank you, the words don't happen often. But yet he would breathe in and feel and be one with Father, Mother, God. He always acknowledged his oneness and never his separation. You know, so he lived unconditional love. So he blessed everyone in the world that supplied and supported him. He walked as that. Like if people would donate, he'd bless them. He blessed them. But he never considered them source. They were channels of God's love. He knew God was always source, and he stayed in that flow. I wanted to share the one little prayer that is in the Aquarian Gospel where he is does say thank you to God. This happens 40 days before he goes to Jerusalem. So we're at the end of the journey. Jerusalem for the final week. He says, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you because you have revealed yourself to babes and taught them how to light the path and lead the wise to thee. And what thou hast given to me, lo, I have given to them. And through the sacred word, I have bestowed on them the understanding heart. I thank you, Father, that you have opened up the hearts of the babies so they could go and teach the wise. And this is what he's saying when the disciples come back from their journeys of teaching. I thank you that you've opened up the hearts of babies so they can teach the wise. And then he goes on to bless them. Just breathe that in for a second. Jesus was grateful for us, the babies. Jesus was grateful for those that could understand and believe. So, to me, that was a very important moment. And then that takes us to how do we begin to have gratitude to God as our goal as we live our lives? You know, we can feel it now. Can you feel it in your heart, just hearing Jesus' words? Can you feel that Jesus was grateful for you? Jesus is grateful that you hear, that you are doing the work. Can you feel that Spirit of God moving through you? And it feels good, doesn't it? But then when we go out into our world, something changes, doesn't it? It shifts and changes around us. So I wanted to explore the human aspects of us today. Ready? Okay. This is to prepare you for Thursday. Number one, are you not taught as a child to be grateful for everything you have? You're grateful for your food, you're grateful for this, you're grateful for that. How many, the seasoned ones of us heard, the rest of you did not, when we were little and we wouldn't eat our dinner. There are people starving around the world who would love that food. If I said that to my son, he would say, give it to them, please. But the whole idea was that our society focuses on everything. Be grateful that you'd have this. Be grateful that you have that. Be grateful, grateful, grateful. So in those moments when you're starting to feel, and it's a very powerful thing to be grateful, count your blessings. Count your blessings. And that's very powerful. In those moments when you're starting to feel sad or starting to feel disconnected or starting to feel something and you say, okay, wait, I had breakfast. I have clothing. I have a home. I have a car. Okay, those are material. I can count them. Okay, I haven't even gotten into anything else yet. Doesn't that immediately shift you? Okay, there's no danger. I'm okay. So counting our blessings, counting the things we have manifested and being grateful for that is the first thing. Yes, we do want to count our blessings and we want to be grateful for that. So the second item is this. We realize that we are creators, right? And sometimes the desire moves and we are grateful when we see the manifest. But are we grateful in the middle time? Are we grateful when the energy is moving and we don't understand what's happening? There was a Chinese proverb that I heard when I was really young in my studies. It was the proverb goes something like this. There was a man who was a farmer, and he had a horse. And the horse did all this work for him. And then the horse ran away. And then the villagers said to him, oh, too bad, bad luck. He goes, bad, good, I don't know. And then the horse came back and brought five horses. And then his son got on one of the horses to train it, and the horse bucked him, and the son fell off and broke his leg in three places. And the villagers said, oh, bad luck, bad luck. He goes, bad luck, I don't know. And then a war broke out, and they came running through the village to gather soldiers. They couldn't take the guy because he had a broken leg. And the farmer said, good luck, bad luck, I don't know. That did not sit well with the young Cindy. I said, what are you talking about? We need to fix this stuff. If there's a lost horse, we need to get on the program. Let's figure out how we're going to replace it. That is how my energy rolls. It rolls to let's recover, regroup, and fix. How much respect do I have for the space where I cannot see the end of the story? I'm in there meddling from getting, not anymore, y'all, when I was young. I was in there meddling from the get-go. Wait a minute, I'm manifesting this. This is happening. Oh, no, 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 no. We need to change that. Instead of letting the energy settle, what if we could learn to be grateful for the space between? Be grateful for the intention, the intended manifest, until we can see it. Just be grateful for that space in between and trusting that we are living and breathing in a God-love universe. How different would our problems look? And we wouldn't have to say good luck, bad luck. We would just say God's in charge. So if we could start understanding to respect and to be grateful for, I know I set that in motion and I know it's going to happen. And Spirit said this, if you are struggling where there is struggle, there is more you than God. Do you hear me? Where there is struggle, there is more you in that situation than there is God in that situation. There is more your will in that situation than there is God's will in that situation. And the same with suffering. Where there is suffering, there is more you in that situation than there is God. Okay? So that in-between space where we cannot celebrate the manifest yet, to have gratitude for that. You got that one? Okay. I'll tell you another parable. Learning to be grateful in a new way. So this is, I guess, an American parable. There was a farmer who had a nice farm, and it was beautiful, and it was harvest time, and the fields were great, and his minister pulls up. Y'all probably have heard this one, and the minister goes, oh, man, you have the most beautiful farm. Look at it. All these acres and everything is so healthy. Wow, you must be so grateful. He said, yeah, no, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God. Yeah, thank you, God. Yeah, I thank God all the time. Yeah, but seriously, you must be so grateful to God. God gave you this. And the farmer said, hey, you know, I am grateful to God, but you should have seen what it looked like when he gave it to me. So to find a sense of gratitude in our labors. Again, the space of opportunity, but not yet what we want. We just get so impatient if it's not what we want. And when we have to work, sometimes can we really be grateful in the sweat of our brow? Can we be grateful in our labors? Grateful for this is a part of the process. You got that? So there's three little things. When we're grateful, we are moving the unconditional love. And if we're moving unconditional love while we're contributing, how powerful is our contribution? It escalates. Yet, if we're grumbling, suffering, struggling, what are we doing to the opportunity of God love? We're limiting it and we're making it my will. Oh, God, you should have moved faster. God, you know I wanted this. You know, when you do that, you know what God says? Nothing. There's silence because you're talking to yourself. Okay? So, becoming grateful for the labors. So, counting our blessings, being grateful for our blessings, counting the unseen energies, being grateful for that space, and then being grateful for the space of labors that's taking them from point A to point B. Anyone who has walked the path of metaphysics knows that labor space is long. It's a long one. And we're manifesting so much at one time, we have to find the satisfaction and the gratitude through the whole entire thing. You live in a loving universe, a loving, supportive universe. So this is going to be a very, very easy, gentle service today. So I wanted to share, I want to bring it home for us individually. Bring it home. Around us is energy. It's always moving. Whether we say or do anything in the outer world, we are interacting with the outer world. We are all interacting with one another right now. We're in the field. I hope you guys can feel the field out there. We're all interacting. So whether we say or do anything, the energy field is in motion. The energy field is in motion. Maybe this year, when we find ourselves with people that we cannot necessarily speak to. Is anybody going to be in that situation as you celebrate the holidays? There may be some broken moments or some don't know what to say moments. If you begin to consider, I'm a field and they are a field, and we are interacting, whether we speak or not, and begin to look at the energy you cannot see, and be grateful for the energy you cannot see. That's where I really want our eyes to go. Jesus saw with spirit eyes. He never got caught in the matter. He never got caught in the illusion. It didn't matter if a man was dressed as a high priest or a pauper. He was a child of God. He didn't get caught in the roles we play. When we're counting our blessings in manifest, we're looking at the manifest, aren't we? We're looking at what we've created in the world. But when we look with the eyes of energy, we can see the interplay. And I promise you that wherever you find yourself this holiday season, whoever it is with, you're connected to them. I don't care if they're strangers off the street. You're connected somehow. And if you can begin to lift your eye to the energy, then you can realize that you don't have to say or do anything. Something greater is already happening. If I look at the energy of the people around me, I can look at the energy of God in the room. God is always in the room. We live in this flow of God. You guys following with me? God's always in the room. So unconditional love can flow from us through a means of simply looking at the light instead of the individual person. And when you meet people, don't you go to them to try to find some commonality? Hey, you like sports? Okay. How about the weather? You like the weather? Okay. You try to probe each other so there's some way that you can connect. Instead of just realizing you're already connected. You're already in this beautiful field of energy. So I want to close with a story. You know, Jesus had so many wonderful parables. I only have Cindy stories. So my girl, Hazel, 2.5, yes, she is, fabulous little thing, was with me this past Wednesday, and we were in the basement playing. And we have this beautiful little small TV that you put VHSs in. So I'm trying to find a VHS that she wants to watch. You know, we have Fern Gully and a couple of others, but not all of them are well marked. So I'm putting VHSs in, and one of them was a service that I did early in my career. And it was at the Unity Church. It was 300 or 400 people there. You know, the Unity was relatively large at the time, in my standards. And I saw that girl, and I went, oh, my God. Wow. Hazel, you know who that is? And she knew who it was. And I said, okay. And then we tried to find Fern Gully. But I went back and watched it because I said, there's a reason I'd stumbled onto this service. And I watched this girl, and she was in her own right beautiful. Her energy was beautiful. She was very tiny, thin, and young, and in her 30s. And she didn't have it all together, but the things she spoke of, I still speak of today. The tenets are bottom line tenets that we still speak of. The stories she gave, I may have used them last week, because they're solid. So her story was solid. Her message was solid. Her delivery a little relaxed, perhaps. I don't know. So I'm watching the service, and I'm giving her, she's good. I love her. Thank you. And I'm realizing that was 30-some-odd years ago. So at the end, so I'm watching the end, and I wondered in the beginning, where's Patrick? He's not even up front, because we'd been dating about a year. Like, Patrick's not up front. Some other friends were up front. Patrick wasn't there. So at the end of the service, I watched all of it. They panned back to the very back row, and there was Patrick with his little ponytail. His blonde hair, his light brown hair, ponytail. And I saw him for the first time, and I saw his energy, and he was beautiful. He was young, he was strong, and he was beautiful. And I thought, she was beautiful. She was young and strong, and she was beautiful. Oh, my God, he loved her. I'm watching his energy, and I see he loved her. Oh, my God. And then I'm watching it going, what happened? No, that it was so hard. Why was it so hard? Why was it so hard? You know, it was hard. 32, we're 32 years in, but it was hard. I said, "What? Why was it so hard? He loves her, she loves him. They're both dynamic and beautiful. They could have brought that energy, and it would have been the romance of the heavens. It would have been perfect. It would have been, wow." And I said, "God, why couldn't she see it? Why couldn't she bring the best?" And I heard from Spirit immediately, "You know, you both brought the totality of you. You brought your treasures and your trash. And you both wanted the other to heal you. Because we were healers. We were healers. You both wanted the other to heal you. Now you've learned, 30 years later, that the healing is you and God. The love, that beautiful love that you're seeing of that beautiful man, that beautiful girl, is still there. That's there. But the healing had to come from God." What if in my mind I could have seen that as that young girl? What if Patrick could have seen it and we could have come together? We'd still be here. But it wouldn't have been so hard on us sometimes. We were mighty titans. We were mighty titans, and when we locked down, we were going to argue till we got it right. And we did, and it was good. But I share this story with you because if you see with the energy eyes, you can see the interaction that you have for one another. You can see the value that you bring and that they bring, and you don't get embroiled in trying to heal or change them. you can just accept the love that they're bringing to that situation and the love that you're bringing to that situation. You hear what I'm saying? And then when you accept that and you know in your heart, God is in this room. God is in my soul. God is in my heart. God's my healer. God's my source. God's going to take care of me. I'm going to enjoy this person in my life. Do you hear the difference? I'm going to enjoy this. And then we're going to see where we go from here. But that was my beautiful awakening that I had. And I love you, Patrick. So, and if you ever come over to the house, I'll show you the video. The VHS, I should say. All right. So, with gratitude, let us just, as we go into our meditation, I want you to just feel the gratitude of life, the gratitude of unconditional love that you have for everything that you've already manifested. God will give you anything you ask, everything you've manifested. Gratitude for the space between the asking and the receiving. Gratitude for that space as you are growing and life is growing and things are getting better. And gratitude for the labors. You asked for that, but you also wanted to work on it. You wanted to grow. You wanted to become better. Gratitude for the labors. And then gratitude for the interaction of our energy fields as we walk as a people on this planet. Ready? Let's go within. Take a breath. Feel that beautiful, beautiful light of God engulfing you. See a beautiful column of light come over you and begin to feel that you are loved. And as you feel the light, I want you to allow your presence to become aware of Jesus the Christ. Allow His Spirit to move. And imagine you can take him by the hand and go into your heart center. Just gently allow with a breath that you move into the center of your heart, where there is only love. Where there is only peace. And as you stand in this space, allow yourself to feel gratitude. Let's send gratitude to the people in your world, those that are your closest companions. Allow your heart to open and just say, I may not understand always, but I see. And I'm grateful for the interaction. And let your heart open. Send gratitude now to the universe for the space. Thank you for handling all the details, God, from my moment of ask to the manifest. Thank you for the details. And now open your heart again. And we're thanking God for the labors. Father, thank you that you've given me the opportunity to shine, to grow, to become greater. Thank you, God, that your light shines. And just let your love flow. Now look at Jesus Christ and just thank him. Thank you for showing us that beautiful path of heaven on earth. We are your children. Feel that love moving through your heart, through your body, through your mind. Feel God in your world. And we are so grateful, God. Take a breath. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. How y'all feel? Okay. Well, I hope that was of service to you today. I hope you felt the gratitude.